falling face first into the ground. There's been particles of dust and dirt that have also been found on the feet and also on the tip of the nose on the shroud. Now, nobody else in history do we have any record of somebody else being flogged that many times, as well as having the crown of thorns or the pierced side. So again, historically, it's certainly great evidence that it is our Lord. Also, what we see in the shroud, remember I mentioned the pollen. One of the plants found is the Gondelia thorn plant is actually found. There's an image of the flower that grows on the Gondelia thorn plant over the right shoulder. Again, you can't see it too well in this image, but if you go to a shroud center, they can usually point that out for you. And this Gondelia thorn plant, the thorns are 2 to 4 inches long. So it seems that this would be the thorns that were used by the soldiers in making the cap of thorns. Again, remember, there are plant images around our Lord's body, and one of them happens to be this particular thorn. So again, this was very severe. Our Lord had been up all night, as you know, from going before Caiaphas and before Annas the high priest and then before Pontius Pilate. He'd been up all night, most likely dehydrated, probably suffered concussions from being beaten. Remember, he was mocked, he was spit upon, he was crowned with thorns, he had lost a lot of blood. And that's why they had to get Simon of Cyrene, the Bible says, to help him carry the cross. One of the reasons is because if you were condemned to crucifixion, you had to die by crucifixion. And if the Roman soldiers let you die by scourging or by carrying the cross, they themselves would be punished. And so they wanted to make sure our Lord stayed alive and was killed on Calvary to actually undergo the sentence he was condemned to. So again, we see very bad scrapes on the knees, indicating that our Lord fell. Well, then you see on the next page, what we see is the nail through the wrists. And again, you can see where the nail went through, going through a very painful area, halfway severing the median nerve. Now, when scientists have done experiments on the median nerve, people pass out practically because that's how painful this nerve is. When this is half severed, like the nail going through a 5 to 7 inch nail, it sends bolts of hot, fiery pain down both arms and down one's entire body. And again, it pulls in the thumb and pulls in one of the other fingers, like the pinky is pulled in almost like a claw. And this has been shown by Dr. Barbet, the effects of what a nail through the wrist would do. So we know that sometimes they would tie people to a cross with rope. Sometimes they would put them on the cross with nails. Nails would be much more painful, but it would be a much quicker death because you would bleed to death a lot sooner. Much more painful because every time you tried to exhale, breathe on the cross, you had to push up on the nail in your feet and pull up in the nails in your arm, again sending fiery hot pain down both arms. We know that it was a very excruciating pain. In fact, the word excruciating comes from the word ex cruces, from the cross. So an excruciating pain is pain from the cross. We also see that, again, the blood flows coming out of the wrist show the different positions in which a man would have to take on the cross in order to be able to exhale. There were a few different positions. You notice on the next page, you'll see the nail, where the nail went through the feet. And as indicated on the shroud, there was one nail which went through both feet. The left foot was put over the right foot, one nail through both feet. I tell people, imagine if you're walking on the beach and you stepped on a nail, let's say a board which had a nail through it. Imagine if it went right through your foot. Imagine having it go through both feet, and imagine having to stand on it with all your weight for 3 hours. And in order to be able to breathe, you had to push up in the nails of your feet, pull up in the nails of your wrist. Now that's why the soldiers would break the legs of a thief when they needed to get them down from the cross. Because when they would break, they would come and break the legs of they did on the two criminals. This would hasten death because that meant they only had their arm strength to pull themselves up in order to be able to breathe. And so they would die very shortly of suffocation, asphyxiation, because they could not breathe in that resting position. What was called a resting position would be when the